But we are excited to have y'all here. It is Sunday. It is Super Bowl Sunday. So, hey, praise God. We made another Super Bowl. But you know what? Beyond all of that, there's going to be a lot of cheering, a lot of shouting, a lot of noise, a lot of, like, celebration going on for either the Rams or the Patriots. But we get to celebrate the King of Kings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Next year, we get to add an extra day for leap year. Amen. So we can always celebrate him. We don't have to wait until we come to church. It's good to do it together as a corporate body. But this morning, I want us to press in for ourselves. So, Father, we love you. We thank you for this day. God, we thank you for another opportunity where we can just be excited about what you're doing in us and through us. Lord, that the vision in Hope Chapel, God, is going to be transcending throughout this nation. God, we thank you for what you're doing in us and through us. So, Lord, as these songs go forth today, as the word goes forth today, God, we ask that you be glorified in this place. We thank you for all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Within me.
wake within me. You're in my heart forever. Wake within me, wake within me. You're in my heart. Wake within me, wake within me. You're in my heart forever. Wake within me, wake within me. You're in my heart forever.
Father God, we do ask that one thing this morning. Come wake us up. Lord, so many times we hear the voices out there saying that the American church is asleep. Lord, I can agree with that in so many different ways, but I ask you to come to wake us up, to be alive and to be alert to what you're speaking to us today. We just thank you and praise you. And everybody said, amen. Hey, just a quick thing before we continue with worship. We're going to stop for a moment and pray. David and Connie, who have been singing over here, they're the elderly couple that have come in. Listen, they have 45 years of ministry under their belt. 25 years of pastoring under their belt. They run and maintain 5 orphanages in the country of Africa. They have made a commitment to hook up with us. He is not in real good physical health. This morning, they were going to be here Wednesday night, and he started a nosebleed that ended up in the hospital that night. They were ready to come this morning. And it started again. I don't know if they're going to have to go to the emergency room or what. We're going to stop and pray. They're going to try to still make it before service is over. If they do, then we're going to have prayer over them, the laying on of hands for healing and that. We're going to pray for Cindy real quick. She has the flu or symptoms of the flu that needs to be broken. I'm tired of the enemy taking out people out of our congregation due to sickness, due to all those kind of things. So, Father, we stop right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only, the soon coming King, the Savior, the baptizer, the healer, and Lord, the soon coming King. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to right now Peter makes a statement. He says, let the little child Jesus stretch forth his hand. And he's not speaking to God that you're a child, but he's speaking out of the nature of a child that understands the power and the gospel, lest we become like those little children. Father, with everything that we have, a little child comes to you and just wants the bobo kissed, and the little bobo on the knee or the elbow or the shoulder or the hand. Lord, they think they're a whole lot better just because of the kiss. This morning we come and we ask you to kiss the forehead of all these that we've mentioned. Cindy, we ask Father to break this thing in the name of Jesus. There's enough pressure in the world, let alone all of this. And we ask for your healing touch there. We ask it for Gary as he's laying in a hospital, that nothing seems to be going right now except that you are with him. So God, we ask you to touch him where he is in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask right now, just as I've prayed with Connie over her husband, Lord, we ask you to break that thing in David, to bring it under your subjection, under your rule, under your kingdomship. And we ask for that healing in Jesus' name. And now we turn our attention to you. Not about us or our needs now, but to worship you. Because you are the soon coming King that lives within our heart. And we worship you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Safe in the Savior's hands.
want more than my words could say. I follow you, Lord, for all my days. I fix my eyes following your ways. Forever free in unending grace. You are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love be the shining light, breaking chains that were holding me. You sent your son down to set me free. Everything of this world will fade. I'm pressing on till I see your face. I will live that your will be done, and I won't stop till your kingdom comes. 'Cause you are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love, your love, your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are a light in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love has set us free. You are a light in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love has set us free. Oh, oh. Oh, oh. So a couple months back, Don took us on a little journey about our hand clapping, how it attacks the sound of the enemy, right? And so when we do this together, we're just making war. See what I'm saying? So when you do this, things have to break. So after that prayer we got, we should just be super hype about it. Here we go. And in us, God. You are. My freedom, we lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are my freedom. We lift you higher. We lift you higher. Your love, never ending. Oh, oh, oh. You are alive in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. For your love has set us free. You are a light in us. Nothing can take your place. You are all we need. Your love has set us free. Of worship. Thank you for giving us ability, God, to be empowered to bring life, to bring healing into this world that we live in. I know in recent days we've seen tons of different things in the news about New York, a about the law that just passed up that way. I know we have things going on in personal lives, and we might feel like God has maybe neglected us, or we don't seem to understand why things have happened the way they did. I truly believe that it's because we need a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts again. And sometimes we get so used to just coming to church. You want to turn this down a little bit? It's a little hot. We get so used to just doing the mundane things of life, and we get used to just hearing over and over that God loves us, but that revelation may not have set well this week for all the things that we faced, or the understanding of that may not have tapped into a deeper place because of where we've been and what we've been through. But several years back, I got an opportunity to come up and write a song to remind me that, God, you love me beyond my words, and I need a fresh feel from you again. Because as Charles Spurgeon, I believe, said it, we're leaky vessels and we need to be filled again. So I'm not saying that you haven't been saved or you haven't had an encounter with God, but what I am saying is that we need a fresh filling. So if you've had a rough week and it felt like everything in the world could have hit against you, I want you to take some time and just hear the words of this. Imperfections were all that I could see in the reflection, staring back at me, emptiness. Needing to be whole, I feel less. But you see more glimpses of your glory, illuminate my eyes, scatters the false image, dispelling every lie. Feel this thirst, oh God, come satisfy my every need. And I want you, my God. I want you to breathe new life inside of me. Imperfections were all that I could see in the reflection, staring back at me, emptiness. Needing to be whole, I feel less. But you see more glimpses of your glory, illuminate my eyes, scatter the false image, dispelling every lie. Feel this thirst, oh God, and satisfy my every need. I want you, my God. I want you to breathe new life inside of me. How can I ever go wrong? Falling in love with you, Jesus. Nothing compares to you and the love you give me. How can I ever go wrong? Falling in love with you, Jesus. Nothing compares to you and the love you give me. How can I ever go wrong? Falling in love with you, Jesus. Nothing compares to you and the love you give me. How can I ever go wrong? Falling in love with you, Jesus. Nothing compares to you and the love you give me, your love, your love, your love. It's the love you give me, your love. It's your love, it's your love. It's the love you give me, feel this thirst, oh God, and satisfy my every need. And I want you, my God, to breathe new life inside of me. Feel this thirst in me, Jesus. Satisfy my every need. I want you, my God, to breathe new life inside of me. Tried everything, when you've been everywhere, when you've done everything that you could ever think to do to fill the thirst inside of you, but that only Jesus could fill. It's a God-shaped void in our hearts that only He can saturate. When you come to the end of yourself, He's right there waiting to fill you up to full and overflow. So don't be afraid to just give yourself away to Him today. There's much more on the other side. So much more. He has a plan He wants to reveal to you. He has a purpose He wants to reveal in you. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. Here I am, here I stand. Lord, my life is in your hands. Lord, I'm longing to see your desires revealed in me. I give myself away, oh God. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. Take my heart, take my life as a living sacrifice. All my dreams and all my plans, Lord, I place them in your hands. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Oh God, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me.
myself. I give myself to you.
Authority of everything from your children of God in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. I give myself to you. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself to you.
As we prepare for our tithes and offerings, I don't want us to lose what is transpiring here, whether we recognize it or not. At the end of today's service, I'm going to ask Phil and Trish to come forward to pray for some needs that we have. For Trish to pray with the women, for Phil to pray with the men. We have some needs that need to be met today. When we're singing this song, I give myself away. Lord, remind me to speak about that in the beginning. But there may be some areas that as we go through three different tangibles in the life of David today, that one out of six, if not all six, hit us somewhere to buy into this God life that He has given us. So as we prepare for our tithes and offering, Phil and Ryan, would you help him this morning? Lord, we ask you to bless this offering. The words that were spoke to me this week alone over